Steph, and welcome back to another episode. This is a solo episode. I know that at the end of last week's episode, I teased that this would be a big week. It was going to be, but we had a last minute cancellation. So this week is just going to be Get to Know Me number 10. And it's not just Get to Know Me number 10, okay? It's a very exciting episode. There's so much to talk about. And next week is our 100th. So we are fucking ready. I'm ready. I'm getting geared up. And there's just so much to be excited for. So today I'm just going to dive into your questions. I don't have any voice memos, but that's okay. And then I'm going to drop a brand new song that was not a poem, but a letter that I wrote to someone that I never sent that I turned into a song, and it's called Take It Back. So I will release that at the end. Without further ado, let's get into the episode, shall we? This is Get to Know Me number 10, 10, 10.
All right, everybody, it's time to get to know me.
First question. Thoughts on losing so many friendships over the last year? Yeah, it's weird because there's certain people in my life right now that I still talk to that I probably won't. And you never know when it's going to happen. It's too late by the time you know that they're going to be gone. But it's not really too late. It's right on time. It's just sort of like a graveyard in my head of important lessons learned. When I think about certain people, do I get a like stab in my gut? Yeah. But I try to sit with it and then I try to move the fuck forward, which is all you really can do. If you were on Dancing with the Stars, who would you want to be your partner? Love this question. Just for like physically, I want to touch them because I'm sexually attracted to them. Val or Gleb. Okay. But I would also love to be paired with Jenna, Daniela, Britt, or Emma. Oh, and also Artem because I love Nikki Bella. And I think he's good. Those are my faves. But here's the tea, folks. I'll say it again. I can't do choreography. So I don't think I could do Dancing with the Stars. Like I'd try and I would want to because I want that physical fitness test and obviously mentally stronger and all those things. But I literally think I'd go home night one because for the life of me, I can't. Except I did a dance for our wedding, but like it wasn't Dancing with the Stars level. You know, I don't know. Kids do weird shit. What's the creepiest thing you did as a kid? Great question. Sleepwalking. Call back to the Julie and Sierra episode. Yes, I used to sleepwalk, stand in the middle of the hallway and just call my mom's name. I made it all the way downstairs one time, which is beyond. I don't know why it happened for a period of time and then stopped. I don't know if I was super stressed. I don't know. The money I would give to have a video of my life from my perspective at that time. I would love to see what the fuck was going on. Do you prefer friends that you have fun with most of the time or that you go deep with most of the time? That's a great question. I do think you need different types of friends for different types of things. I don't think it's one or the other. It's just like with your romantic partner, no one can fulfill all your needs ever. And that goes with friendships too. I like to bounce around. There's certain people I want to do dinner dates with. There's certain people who I want to do a full day with. There's certain people who I want to do more of an activity with. There's certain people who I want to rage my fucking face off with. And then there's other people who I might call an emergency or when I need to talk. So I think it goes all over the map. I do wonder where I fit in that category with friends, but I do think it's important to be able to go deep. But at the same time, if you have a friend that you don't do that with, it's okay because you might get that met in other ways, especially with me having a therapist and stuff. That's where a lot of that energy goes for me. So yes, it's good to have people you can talk to. Doesn't need to be intense all the time. No, but I think the majority of people that I have in my life are people that go to therapy and are into talking about mental health and moving forward in new ways and like deprogramming shit. I do love that. And I do think I need a lot of that. However, I like to party and I'm cool with people who just want to keep it light. It's a good reminder for me because I can get darky, darky, dark. What do you think the worst part about dating you is? That's another great question. And I think we all should ask ourselves this. Honestly, I think it's me when I'm mad. It's scary and alarming no matter how many times it happens. And I'm talking about so mad that I no longer give a fuck if you're going to be mad at me. The adrenaline is coursing through my veins to a point where I'm going to demolish everything in my path. And not really, not physically, but I will ruin with my words. With that light comes that dark. And it's really because there's this self-hatred that I'm projecting outwards, but I'm meaning to come inwards. I think I haven't gotten quite a grasp on that. I get really protective of myself because I think I hold so much in for too long and I don't say shit in little moments when I should, like, I didn't really like that. So it all builds up and then this one other person does something, but my response is fueled by more than just that interaction. And so it's bigger. I'm working on that. And being able to take a step back in the moment before I even open my mouth, because you can't take back things you say. And I think that's really hard. But I try not to shame that side of myself. I know we all have darker sides and we all have moments that we're not proud of and where we don't maybe handle things how we wanted to. So that's kind of my story. We all have that one thing that once we start it, we can't stop. For some, it's ice cream. What is yours? Ooh, I guess you could say gum. Like if I have a personal pack of gum, I won't do this if someone offers me a piece, but if I purchase a pack, I don't do it casually one at a time when I'm feeling I need a little kick of mint. No. I chew it in wads until I have my whole mouth full, averaging about 1 minute per piece and just, I can't stop. Be honest. Do you Photoshop your pics? I have never used Facetune. What I have done is use a filter like on a story of Instagram and then downloaded that photo and used it. So it was me with the filter on, but you wouldn't know because it no longer has the little name of the filter in the top left corner. So that's kind of tricky. I have done that. This last photo shoot with Studio 7, I had a bald spot. So Holly helped me put my hair there and I had a sock line on my ankles. And so she blurred that for me. And like right now I'm on Zoom filming this and I did hit the button to touch up my appearance a bit, but I try not to greatly modify things, but I also usually only post when I have makeup on and stuff. So you answer. I'm fucking human. No, I don't make my waist smaller, my legs smaller, my body smaller, things like that. What's your TikTok algorithm like these days? Dude, it's all about the North Sea and like sunken ships. And honestly, there's something so creepy to me about the visual of a ship at the bottom of the ocean, just there. Side note, does anyone know the real OG Miley Cyrus song, Bottom of the Ocean? I have to know why I had to lose you. Now you've just become like everything I'll never find again at the bottom of the ocean. It's haunting. I'd almost rather see a shark under me than see a shipwreck under me. I just picture people in there. I picture the whole story, the trauma of it going down. I see videos of like the Coast Guard rescuing people, which is insane. These gnarly waves that like take over the whole boat and then you just see the boat come out of it somehow. Underwater welders, those people have crazy jobs. I've even gotten into like the realm of mermaids and shit. That's my algorithm. I'm not sure why. But speaking of TikToks, I could watch my own all day. Every now and then I get a wild hair at my ass and I just go through and watch as many as I have a tolerance for that I've made. And they're fucking funny, dude. They're funny to me. They're my exact humor, which I guess is why I made them. But yeah, if you're ever bored, just go watch my TikTok. And I have a hack for you. If you don't have an account, but you want to be able to watch it, you just have to type in the exact URL of whoever you want to look at. You have to know what their handle is, but I'll tell you mine. So you literally go to tiktok.com/@ and then their handle. So mine is @heyeveryoneitstiffpod. And it will open it right up and you'll be able to click through the videos and watch them. It's crazy. Are there any songs that remind you of your childhood every time you hear them? Yes. Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory. You know this song. Dun, 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 dun. Everybody dance now. Yeah, my mom used to have this party mix CD that she would put on. This one was my personal favorite, and I would put on little boots and like do the running man in the living room for her and her friends, and they'd be like, go, go. Just fucking getting down. I guess that would be the song I'd come out to at my live show, maybe. Picture this, like you're all congregated in the theater. You're hearing like a playlist that I've curated for you before. All of a sudden the lights go down and you hear someone from behind the stage go, ladies and gentlemen. And there's like a disco ball strobing. Who's ready to see Tim? Ah! And then you just hear, duh, 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 duh. Oh my God. And maybe someone comes out and starts getting you to clap. It's not me. It's Gabe. Okay. Everybody dance now. And I'm gonna come out just fucking full running man. Gonna make you sweat. Okay, sorry. Hello.
Hi, I'm back. Disappeared for a second.
Are you a night owl or an early riser? I'm an early riser. There's something about getting shit done before the sun has come up. And this could literally be work or like a load of laundry as you're doing your coffee. There's just something about being productive before it's light outside that just makes me have a high for the rest of the day. I haven't been able to work out that early in the morning in a very long time yet. But if I just even start working on my computer, getting my brain moving, I like it. My body naturally wakes up about 6 every day now. Sleeping in for me is like 8 a.m. max. I don't mind it. I like it. I do get tired earlier, but every now and again, this girly will push it. What's the hardest drug you've ever done? I feel like I've answered this, but I'll answer it again. That would be ecstasy. And it wasn't Molly, it was ecstasy. So it had a lot of things in it that I'm not sure. I did it at a rave. It was a good time until it wasn't. I was drunk before, so I had mixed. And I only really felt super high and happy for like what seemed like an hour, but honestly, who's to say? And then I got really fucking low. And I felt like I had zero feelings. I'm not proud of it. And then I ate the inside of my cheeks and had cuts in there the next morning. And then I was so low and depressed for like a week after, I couldn't even go to work. I just wanted to die. And it was not worth it at all. But beyond that, no, just that and weed. And I've done cocaine one time. One weekend. Sorry. But that was before fentanyl. Don't do drugs, kids. Do not. Side note, I really want to try mushrooms. I haven't yet. I've had like mushroom chocolate, but there was no actual psilocybin in it. I've had a mushroom capsule, but I don't know what the fuck that was. I want like an actual shroom, tastes like shit, takes you on some sort of trip vibe. Are you the type of person who wraps your Christmas gifts all at once or one by one as they come in? Another great question after my own heart. One by one. I don't like a buildup. I don't like a rush. I don't like a lot of overwhelm. So I won't do it right as soon as they come, but I'll do it like the next day. I'll put them somewhere where I'll see it and I'll just get it done. I also then can keep track of, do I have enough wrapping paper? Do I have enough of what I need? But also something I was thinking about this season, it's such a waste to do wrapping at all. Like think about all of our houses and all of our wrap. Like that's just so much trash to try to reuse. But anyway, yeah, one by one. I also start ordering gifts in September. Like I'm not playing around. I don't have that many paychecks before December. And I also don't want to be worried about it. I want to spend December fucking drinking cocoa, going and looking at lights, not shopping, not stressing, not looking at deadlines and bitching about UPS, stressing them out. Anything new you've been finding sexy lately? Well, I was watching The Lake, which is a show on Prime, and one of the guys has a hoop in one of his ears, just like the tiniest little hoop. It's fucking hot. And I'm realizing this is creepy because my dad had this when I was like a kid. So it's like, daddy issues. But like, it's hot. I'm sorry. I like an earring. I don't love like a stud, especially not in both ears. It's not my look, but I love a one hoop on a man or even two hoops or like one cross. Ugh, fucking. And something else I'm finding sexy is just Renee Rapp's mouth. Like, I like how she talks. I like how she smiles. I like how it moves. Creepy? Do you have any weird habits? Just like weird shit I do that's like random, I guess. Is like I've told you before, I wear my retainer every night, but I also take it out every night at like 3 a.m. Don't know when this happens. Wake up with it next to me every day. I don't know why I can't make it through the full night with it in my mouth, but I can't make it through the full night with it in my mouth. There's a point where I guess I'm like, I'm fucking over this. And so that's something. Another random thing that I, for some reason, can think of right now. Every time I go home to my parents' house, there's two things I do without fail. I don't do them at my house. I don't do them at any houses, but I do them at my parents' house. There's a closet door upstairs that I won't shut. Every time I go in that closet, and it's the closet that we use for like towels, washcloths, I'll shut it to the point where the door is like pressed up against the jamb, but it's not actually pushed in. You know what I mean? And my mom always asks, like, why don't you shut this? And I don't know. I don't know. I'm smart. I know she wants me to at this point. I can't. I just can't do it. And then the other thing is I run down the stairs of my parents' house in a Tigger-like way. She always says, I always know Tiff's home. Tigger is coming down the stairs. And I have stairs at my own house. I don't do it like this. But at my parents', I do like a ba-da, ba-da. It's like a very bouncy jump down these stairs. And I've always done it. I guess it's one of those things you revert when you go home. Am I right? What do you think the meaning of life is? I mean... working on figuring it out, but I guess like really feeling things. the highs and the lows. It's scary, but isn't that the point? When you really feel things, it means you're going to be in it when you're in it, and it's going to hurt like motherfucking hell. But also, you're going to come out of it. You're gonna. And because you went through it and not around it or over it or behind it, you're going to have new lessons gleamed that you needed to learn and that couldn't have come to you otherwise. And when future things come up that either trigger you, remind you, or that you need to also use some coping skills with or problem solving skills with, you will have processed. Old shit won't still be coming up on top of this new thing, snowballing so hard that all you can do is avoid until you're an unhappy person, treating everyone around you like shit, almost like dealing with shit as it comes. And if you miss it, the lesson will come again. And hopefully getting it the next time. I always say when you pass, people aren't going to remember what you did, but they're going to remember how you make them feel. And this kind of goes along with that. And so I think when you feel things yourself and you treat yourself well, it flows to other people. We get lost in the sauce of what this life is, I think, but it's really short. Who knows what the fuck is before or after it? But this right here, the human piece, is so complicated, and then it's really not. So to me, I'm just trying to feel shit, and it's not always pleasant, but it is. Trying to be a good person. I've definitely fucked up. I'm gonna fuck up again. But overall, I'm happy with myself. I think whatever spirit, source, God, whoever is watching me, they're proud of me. They know I'm trying. I'll be okay. Describe your favorite pleasurable feeling. I mean, just like taking a tight pony out of your head. I've been doing this new look where I slick my hair down. You know it. You slick your hair down and you like use gel or like a balm to like get no flyaways. And then you put it in a pony or a bun. And like, my God, when you take it out at the end of the day, it's reminding me of back when I was in elementary and middle school, because I used to put the slickest of ponies with my little fucking brush. I would just be before school just aggressively combing the bumps out. Like, no fucking bumps. Just putting so much water on my hair. It did not look good, but I thought it did. And when I'd come home from school, I'd have this just scalp pain, and you take it out and your hair would be all crunchy and still in the shape of the pony. And also just taking a bra off. Since I work from home, I literally wear crew neck sweatshirts every day and I never wear a bra. The only time I do now is if I go out or I'm walking on the treadmill, and I hate wearing a bra so much that I'll put it on the outside of my sweatshirt because I hate the feeling of it on my skin. And as soon as I'm done, I'll take it off. It's too much. Yes, there's probably more comfortable bras on the market than what I'm working with. And none of mine have underwire, by the way. They're all bralettes. I still can't handle it. So I just let them flop. Let them fly, you know? If animals could talk, which one do you think would be the rudest? Dude, the rudest. Like, I want to say a cat, but not like out of all the animals in the whole wide world. Probably not. Maybe a honey badger. Because as you know, honey badgers don't give a shit. Or like birds on the beach that are just coming for your food, dive bombing. But more than anything, humans are animals and we are the fucking rudest, you know? What's the weirdest food combo you've ever tried and enjoyed? I mean, it's not that weird, but people tell me all the time, people hate that I put ketchup on my rice, ketchup on my mac and cheese, ketchup on my eggs, mustard on my eggs. Sometimes I'll even dip bread in ketchup. I just love ketchup. And fun fact, the sugar-free ketchup from Heinz tastes exactly the same. Another fun fact, Sprite Zero, aka Sprite with no sugar, tastes exactly the same as regular Sprite. Absolutely no one asked, but you're welcome. If your life was a sitcom, what would it be called? Hey, everyone, it's Steph. Come on. But if I couldn't use that, maybe like Stressed and Well-Dressed. Just kidding. I barely even dress myself or brush my hair. Honestly, maybe Cherryland. Take me to Cherryland. And for the final question, if you could have any fictional character as your imaginary friend, who would it be? Ooh, why do I always go to, can I fuck him? But like, could just be a friend. I watch so much reality TV and all I can think of is reality stars. God damn it. Honestly, I'd probably say Samantha from Sex and the City or Beth from Yellowstone. And I'm leaning more towards Beth from Yellowstone because I need that friend to be like, don't take that shit. Just tell me who to fight. But then also has this heart of gold for the people she really loves and will fucking do anything for you. I love that kind of loyalty. We have Gabe coming in and he said that he has a question for me live for Get to Know Me.
Yeah, I just got a quick question. What is your go-to breakfast order? If they have it, you're getting it, no matter what.
Well, typically I don't eat breakfast, but I do love a bagel with cream cheese or an eggs benny. Or honestly, I usually just get two eggs sunny side up, dip my toast into it, call it good. Mimosa flight. I like bread with something on top of it. I like eggs and potatoes, but honestly, I don't eat breakfast. So that has to be a brunch situation. But if I do have the time and like wanted to treat myself like with love and respect, which I should, avocado toast. I fucking love it. And I love it when you make it specifically, Gabe, because I can't get the spread to taste like how it does when you do it. But I hate avocado toast with too much. There's a point where it's beyond. I don't want a whole avocado on one slice. I know we're getting picky and it's a first world problem. I just love bread. Did that answer your question? Okay, thank you for your question. Okay, now's the part of our show where...
Let's read a poem. Let's read a poem. My this segment has grown. So let's read a fucking poem.
It's been a long time since we've heard that segment sound. And now, as promised, I'm going to read to you a poem slash note that I turned into a song. I wrote this years ago. The original beat is called Cry from the Voloco Beats app. And credit goes to GBlink52. Thank you, GBlink52. I have renamed it Take It Back. And here it is for you.
I didn't call you back. I apologize for that. I really tried to, but I couldn't. I didn't know what to say. But I hope one day I will. And I hope one day I'll feel the courage it takes. I opened myself up to you, and there I bled again. There has been so much love, and there has been so much pain that has flowed between us for years now. I'm so grateful for everything you've done for me. I saw it all I did. Now I see your life in pictures. We don't talk anymore. I hope you're happy. I really mean it. Wouldn't want another way. But I will say there were things that hurt me too, and I just can't evade the feel. I don't know if you will hear me, and I'm scared that we will fight. But I should mention all I want is you right by my side. I'm just so scared that you hate me now. If I could take it back, if I could take it back, if I could go back, I'd take it all back. I'd take it all back. I'd take it all back.
Dude, I love that so much. I've just been walking around my house just singing it, dancing it, vibing it, feeling it. Let me know if you liked it. I love it. If you want to read the lyrics to that to know exactly what I'm saying, you should be on the email list. Speaking of email lists, let's roll into your cup of tea. But before we do, let me just tell you the plan for the rest of the season, because we only have two more episodes. Next episode will be a 100, where I will be releasing all my songs re-recorded and doing something else super special. And then 101 will be the finale, which will actually be the 20th episode of season 5, as they're all 20 episodes. I will have Gabe on to interview me for the finale as usual, but if you have anything you want to see in the 100th episode, any ways you want to celebrate with me, let me know. Other than that, let's roll into Yoko.
Let's get it, your cup of tea.
Follow my podcast wherever you listen to them. Like and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for a clip every single week. Rate and leave a review on Facebook, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Join my email list by going to my website or by reaching out to me directly. Website, by the way, is heyeveryoneitstiff.buzzsprout.com. Share the show with your friends. Merch. Let me know if you want any. Submit your questions. Well, no. If you have any, submit them for next season. But that was today, folks. And subscribe to my show by becoming a Meramerashino.
Maraschinos, I love you so.
Paul House,
Alvin Brown.
Thank you so much for listening to me. I really appreciate you. Then you came in and you took it a step further. Something you didn't have to do. You subscribe to my podcast and it means so much to me. My Maraschinos, some of my favorite people, just helping me live my dreams. Maraschinos. Maraschinos, I love you so. Thank you the most.
When you become a Maraschino, there is no pressure. You can cancel at any time. There's no commitment. The link to join is in my email, show notes, website, and everywhere I am. And shout outs to my Maraschinos who hit their 1 year this month. They are Rachel, Gabe, Holly, and my mom. Thank you so much. 1 freaking year being Maraschinos. Are you serious? The fact that you've stayed on this whole time is such a huge deal. Gabe just walked in as one of my first Maraschinos. You just hit your 1 year. Thank you. I know you're married to me, but like, you don't just do it because you're married to me. You think it's a quality show, right?
Oh yeah. I was just in the shower and I was thinking to myself, hey, I really wish I would have a funny podcast to listen to. And I said, oh wait, I do have one to listen to. And anyways, yeah, that's why I'm a Maraschino, because I think it's hilarious. And I get to hear cool content every week and interesting interviews and all that stuff.
And it's just a way to say thanks for the show. Thanks for putting it on. All proceeds go to running it. Just thank you so much. For those who have hit 1 year, it means the world to me that you're on this journey. I hate that I just said journey, but it is. But thank you. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Words don't do it. I feel it in my soul. I hope you feel it for me. I love you. Sending a big hug. Bye.